Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fifth chapter and the 13th verse of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew, we read, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot." So the setting is this. Jesus looked out at a swelling crowd on a hillside on the western bank of the Sea of Galilee. We're told that people came from towns right around the lake, so fairly close by. But other folks traveled from long distances. We're told from the Decapolis, from Judea, from Syria, and beyond. The crowd was made up of fishermen, tradespeople, folks who were unemployed, the desperately needy, and folks who were breaking, and maybe this was most of them, breaking under the weight of the oppression the Romans were inflicting on the Hebrew people. Jesus looked out at these poor, dear people and told them, "You are the salt of the earth." Not "you can be," nor "you should be salt of the earth." He said, "You are the salt of the earth." Now, as it is today, and maybe even more so, salt was very valuable in antiquity. It was a very important mineral because it was used not just to enhance the flavor of meals, but more importantly, it was, as you know, a primary preservative for food. It was also used for healing because of its antibacterial and antiseptic properties. Salt was also added, and this is important, was added to temple offerings to make them holy and acceptable to God. So for Jesus to tell the marginalized people who made their way to him that they were salt, that was significant and, quite honestly, unexpected praise. Jesus was saying that these dear folks were of incredible value. They were a source of healing, a source of preserving, a source of holiness among God's people, with an ability, of course, to spice things up as needed. While the crowds followed Jesus, were likely hoping and praying and longing for life to change for the better, Jesus didn't want them to lose the characteristics that made them special and beloved by God. They were to strive to retain their saltiness. Now, in our lexicon today, the salt of the earth, when that's said, the salt of the earth is an expression for very good, honest people, folks who embody the best and noblest elements of society. As Jesus looked at people who traveled from far and near to listen to him, he saw in them something that they might not have even been able to see in themselves: goodness, faithfulness, value. Jesus saw people who had within them the power to heal a broken world, the power to preserve the values of the Lord, people who made the earth holy and beloved by their mere presence in it. You know, as an inspiring follower of Jesus ourselves, the question I want us to ask is, how does it feel for Jesus to say to us, "You are a healing agent. You are one who preserves traditions and values. You are an individual whose presence in the world makes God's creation holy"? I want you to think about that over the next day or two. And then in terms of a practice, identify someone who's ailing. It doesn't matter if it's in body or mind or spirit. Identify someone who's ailing and take time on this day to write them an encouraging note, to call them, to touch base, or to arrange to make a visit sometime this week. Bring just a sprinkle of healing and happiness to someone who's struggling. Let's pray. Lord God, we're reluctant so much of the time to think of ourselves as people who bring wholeness, preservation, and holiness into your world. We're far more acquainted with our defects than our beneficial qualities. But you've said that your people are healing and preserving and sanctifying ingredients in the world. Lord God, help us to live out our best and most noble of human characteristics as we make our way through this day. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.